Okay, look at,
a bit closer.
Yeah, yeah. It's haram to touch the hand.
Oh, sorry, is
it's
it?
Okay, yeah. Just out of respect.
Not only does it encourage you to read, it tells you how many verses you've read, how many pages you read, how long you've been on it, and best of all, the Hasana counter. Download the Qurani app now and have a Ramadan with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book like you've never had before.
So all we're just saying, guys, in a nutshell...
No, it was lovely.
Thank you for your time.
Can I just say it's really nice to have an actual conversation even instead of this.
Yeah, 100%. But what I'm saying is, one thing that I'll ask you guys is pray to God.
Thank you.
Ask Him, say, if you're there, guide me. That's all it takes. Look, I'm telling you one thing that can change your life. You won't lose anything. God Almighty, if you're there, guide me. You've got nothing to lose.
Maybe to your YouTubers. Okay.
Yeah.
Sisters, thank you very much for your time. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Lads, have a good day.
You can watch this on...
What's the name of your YouTube
channel? Ali Dawa.
Wait, can I put it in my notes?
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yes. Look at this watch. You see that design there?
Let's have a look.
Look at it.
A bit closer.
Yeah. It's haram to touch the hand.
Oh, sorry, is
it's
it?
Okay, yeah. Just out of respect.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, it's haram, you said. I know what that means.
You see the design? Look behind it.
Why does it have arms to touch his hand?
Oh, basically, the opposite genders, for example, out of respect. Because, you know, look, if you think about it, you know you've had this whole issues in the workplace. For example, touching a woman's knee.
I've never had an issue in the workplace.
In the workplace now, they say that you even have to keep the door open because a lot of women feel uncomfortable when a man is talking to you and he starts touching your knee, like, not in a sexual way, but maybe she doesn't want to be touched. So what Islam says, prevention is better than cure. Because I have respect for the opposite gender and I'm married, the only way I can touch the opposite gender is they are married.
Why don't you wear a ring?
I don't need to. It's not a symbol, like, in Islamically. There's nothing that symbolizes it, but I'll tell the person I'm married. So the thing is, out of respect for the opposite gender, because we honor them, like when I was referring to your sisters.
Because
I have respect for you. I don't want you to feel as if I'm talking to chat you up, because I believe and this is really important, because I believe society has really sexualized women to a point where any kind of discussion is all sexual, all of it. Why does it have to be like that? Even as Muslim men, we are told to lower our gaze. For example, if I'm walking down the road and I see a woman dressed up in a certain way, I have to look the other way out of respect. So I believe today we've lost that, because women have been sexualized, objectified. The beauty industry has made you feel so ugly. Why? You guys are all beautiful in your own way. Why do you have to feel and look a certain way? So what we say is that Islam has come to honor women to a status where you are a human being. You have your intellect to offer, not just your body parts, whatever it may be. So that's the reason when it comes to the question of shaking the hands, out of respect, that I believe you have a husband,